Welcome everybody to Unspoken Truth Third Podcast with me, Dover, and that's it for today. Cause Joel's playing games. It's gonna end up like Ash. Thursday, Joel had other plans, so I was like, oh, alright, fair enough. Friday, we were just busy, and he was like, oh, we'll do Saturday. Today's Saturday, and he's playing games.
Freaking no.
Oh, well, no worries. It's 10 past 4. It's 20 past 4. It's 15th, and it's all put over here. So, yeah. Didn't do podcasts last week because, well, we did one, but it sucked, so we didn't do it. So, yeah. We got a bunch of questions this week. We got like 30 different questions. So I'm going to dive into them. I'm going to test the waters. I'm just going to splash in and swim. And that's a good segue because the first question is, can you cry underwater? And the answer to that is, yes. Can you cry underwater? Because you're surrounded by water. Yeah, because the water can suck out your tear glands. Second question. It's going to be speed questions. Second question. How important does a person have to be before they are considered assassinated instead of murdered? I think you have to be... Oh, how do you become assassinated? You have to have at least 4 letters in your name. I think I heard something like that. Number 3, why do you have to put your 2 pence in, but it's only a penny for your thoughts? Where's the extra penny going to? What the hell is penny for your thoughts? What the hell? Why do you put 2p in something? The extra penny goes to helping make sumo guns to fight the Brazilian midgets, which are getting ever closer because the continents are drifting closer. Okay, number 4. Once you're in heaven, do you get stuck wearing the clothes you were buried in for eternity? Actually, that's an interesting question. I'm going to spend a little time on this, because if you're cremated, you're not wearing clothes. So, actually, you're in a pot for the rest of your life. And actually, no, you don't get stuck wearing the clothes in, because eventually, clothes deteriorate? Something like that. Like your skin. It all rots away and stuff. So actually, you become naked, and you're naked for the rest of eternity. Right, that was question 4. Question 5 is, why does a round pizza come in a square box? That is a very good point. Why does a round pizza come in the square box? Because someone was bored and decided to do it. Okay, what disease did cured ham have? There's different types of ham? I've never heard of cured ham. Time to look it up on Google. Cured ham. Apparently you could have smoked ham, cured ham, and grilled ham. Define cured ham. The thigh of a hind leg of certain animals, especially a hog. A cut of meat from the thigh of a hog, the back of the knee, the back of the thigh, the buttocks. A person who overacts or exaggerates, a licensed amateur radio operator. Ha! It's like me! Except not licensed or radio. I'm not an operator. Okay, moving on from this ridiculous question. It's called cured ham because it had a disease. I'm not sure what the disease was. It had bird flu. Okay, what is it? How is it that we put a man on the moon before we figured out it would be a good idea to put wheels on luggage? Why does that matter? When did we put a man on the moon? One of you can email me or tell me in school or whatever. Someone tell me when we put the man on the moon, and then I will tell you when we put wheels on luggage. Why is it... Oh, that was question 7. Question 8. Why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours. That is a good question. Because while those 2 hours babies are asleep, they dream that they are actually adults. And so when a person falls asleep for 2 hours, for precisely 2 hours, not 2 hours and a minute, or an hour and 59, they dream that they're a baby. And then you go, slept like a baby. There we go. Number 9. If a deaf person has to go to court, is it called a hearing? Well, yeah, people still have to hear them. They can't hear. What? Isn't a hearing when you plead your case? So, yes, it is. Question 10. Why are you in a movie but on TV? Why are you in a movie but on TV? Because the Romans got bored and decided to make very funny paintings about TVs and movies. And then you just... They had a picture of a person sitting on top of a TV. And they had a box. And they wrote movie in it, on it. And then they put a person in it. So that's where the thing came from. It comes from ancient Latin. The Romans speak Latin. Do they speak Greek? I don't know. Why do people pay to go up tall buildings and then put money in binoculars to look at things on the ground? That's a very good point. Slowly, the answer to that is, I don't know. Question 12 is, why do doctors leave the room while you change? They're going to see you naked anyway. Because they have peepholes in their doors, you know, like where you change. And because, I don't know, I can't even think of something funny to say for that. Why is bra singular and knickers plural? No! Why are you asking me stupid questions? Why is bra singular? Because knickers go over two parts of the body. You know, the front and the back. And bra just goes over the boobs. So, yeah, there you go. Why do toasters always have a setting that burns the toast to a horrible crisp, which no decent human being would eat? Correction, they don't burn the toast. They burn the bread. I'm not answering that question because it's grammatically incorrect. Question 15A. Why is 15A empty? Okay. 15B. Why is the previous question missing? Oh, very funny. Right. Number 16. If Jimmy cracked corn and no one cares, why is there a stupid song about him? Is there a song about Jimmy cracking corn? And no one cares? I'm going to have to Google it. Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares. Eminem, Jimmy crack corn. Let's go, hey yo Fifth, let's call him and tell him it's time to hate us again, we're back. Jimmy cracks corn but I don't care, my enemies crack corn but I don't care, you can be black, white or albino, yeah, you can have cornrows inside your hair, I don't give a beep if I don't like your stare, I give a beep if I don't like your stare, this bottle of wine goes outside your head. A little bit psycho, but I know that you'll think you just don't say it, and I won't say it. See, if you don't brag, then I don't brag. I know I'm bad, as long as you tell me I'm bad. I don't need y'all to co-sign no beep. You can just keep making them tiled old threats. A little bit like the boy who cried wolf, yeah. See me, but they don't dare to try no beep, because you know that somewhere inside those layers a rattlesnake right there to bite your beep, and I can't be so quiet and strike so fast like lightning bolts right out of the sky so blah. It actually says, so, star, blah, star. From out of nowhere, you might find your career come to an star, and I'm just like, oh yeah. What has that got to do with Jimmy? Well, Eminem apparently wrote a song called Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care, or no one cares, or Jimmy Crack Corn lyrics. Apparently, he doesn't care. So he wrote a song because he just wanted to explain that I don't understand what that song meant. He doesn't like people staring at him. Okay, next question. Can a hearse carrying a corpse drive in the carpool lane? Yeah. If the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of a coconut, why can't he fix a hole in the boat? I've never watched Gilligan's Island. I didn't even know there was a radio coconut. But that sounds pretty damn cool. I want a radio coconut. He can't fix the boat because you can't fill a hole with a coconut or a phone or a radio even. So, yeah. Why does Goofy stand erect while Pluto remains on all fours? They're both dogs. I'm not even answering that. If If Wiley E. Coyote has enough money to buy all that Acme crap, why doesn't he just buy dinner? Didn't have a phone. No, he does have a phone. Because he never actually talks. And he can't be, like, holding signs up. It's like, I would like a table for one, please. I mean, it would have been the end of the day by the time he'd ordered food. So that's why. If corn oil is made from corn... This is my favourite question. If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made out of? Well, I'm going to say that baby oil is made up from... from crushed house tiles. If electricity comes from electrons, does morality come from morons? Yes. 23A. Do the Alphabet Song and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star have the same tune? What's the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are. If you say this back to me, you're a big fat hairy chimpanzee. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are. Yeah, they do. Question 23B. Why did you just try singing the two songs above? Very funny. Why do they call it an asteroid when it's outside the hemisphere, but a hemorrhoid when it's in your ass? Because hemo is Latin for bottom. And that's why. 25. Did you ever notice that when you blow on a dog's face, he gets mad at you? I've never blown on my dog's face. Why are you, sick douche? But when you take him for a car ride, he takes his head out the window. My dog doesn't. What are you, from like a cheesy American TV show? So, that's his load of questions. That's my 28 questions. Oh, I don't like this question, but I'm going to read it anyway. Mark Baber sent us a question, and yeah. I'm going to rephrase it because it makes no sense. I can't believe I'm about to ask it. Read this out. Does Dover never talk about his relationships because he's gay? No, I'm not gay. I don't do things. I don't know what they do. I'm not gay. And I don't talk about my relationships because it doesn't belong on a podcast. Alright, Katsuyu Roblin. We've heard her a few times on the podcast. Me and Rihanna are requesting to come and be guest stars on your podcast because we're so cool. Smiley face. Well, the podcast, you don't choose the podcast, ladies. The podcast chooses you. Alright, that might be it for the podcast. for the questions even. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, so, yeah, that's questions done. So, yes, what have we done this week? Well, Joel made me want to kill him because he says, why don't we change the graphic? Why don't we just, basically, he said, I don't like it, let's do it again. That everything. He said, let's change it from brush to line. And it wasn't very fun. We ended up not doing it, but yeah. And do I need to work for about 2 days because I was like, well, what's the point in doing this if just try to do it again? But then he was like, oh, you know what? I can't bother doing it again. So I was like, god damn it, Joel. Alright, so yeah. We have a. A lot of people have been asking about this. I think a lot of people overheard what me and Joel were talking about. But yeah. Episode 2. He's gonna have a dragon, and a lot of people have been talking about a dragon. So yeah, episode 2 is having a dragon. It was already gonna have a dragon anyway. I wasn't going to explain it, but Hannah. Oh, she's gonna hate me for not remembering her last name. See if I can just ask someone. This girl Hannah has done some what should I call her? Some. Drawings. That was the one. I can't think of two things at once. Well, my PC, my laptop looks like it's not responding anymore. There we go. How long is this podcast? 1638. Yeah, so, yeah. Lost my train of thought. Hannah drew a dragon. I'll probably post it on the website. It's pretty cool. Sorry, I'm just asking people what's Hannah's last name. Yeah. Drew dragon, and it's very good, it's a very good dragon. Joel's not having him, he wants to do it again, but, no, I didn't, sorry. I'm on MSN as well. Ah, Hannah Tottle. Kurt Haig, the puppet dude, wants me to give a shout out. Oh, I hate doing these. Wants to give a shout out. What is the point, Kurt? Oh, you're a fag. I just let everyone know that Kurt Haig is a complete another douchebaggy fag. He wants to give a shout out on our next podcast for Joel's hand puppet. Well, there we go. Joel's hand puppet doesn't actually exist. It's a made up thing from my brain and Joel's brain. I'm giving a shout out for you for no apparent reason. Alright, so what have we done this week? About Drew a dragon, it's pretty cool. Probably hooks it up. Joel will probably end up redoing it because he's a perfectionist, but don't worry. So, yeah, had a lot of work done. I started scripting the second episode. Joel sleeps with a woman, with a dude. He might not know this, so if he doesn't listen to this, he's going to be surprised. But for those who do listen to this, you're not going to be surprised. Joel sleeps with a dude. Alright, so. Monday, what have we done this week? Wrap up the week. Monday, got my little list again with me. I'm looking at it. Talk about everything. Monday, what have I did? What did I do Monday? Over the weekend, last weekend, I wasn't here, so I didn't get any animation done. So that's why I didn't do a podcast over the weekend. And I bought Devil May Cry 4, my PS3. It's a very, very good game. Monday, I think I was on that in school. Tuesday. Oh, I went to town. Met up with some people.
Hello.
Shh. Podcast.
How can I come on it?
That's my father. Yeah. What was I on about? Hey. Wednesday, I stayed behind tech and then did some animation. Thursday, did a little animation, forgot to save it, closed it down because I was like, couldn't bother anymore, and then pretty peed off, I forgot to save it. Friday, I redid what I did on Thursday, which is pretty annoying. And Saturday, which is today, I did a backpack for the school to raise prom fund money. It's just been a laugh. Not bad week. Not much animation work got done. But yeah, gonna really crack on it now. We hoping episode one, this is a goal, episode one done next weekend. Be like that, bing bam boosh. Yeah. What else? I can't think of anything else to talk about. So yeah, that's it for this week. Sorry it was late. And sorry it's not that funny. This is kind of just... It's never that good when I'm on my own. If any of you don't like it, then you can give a hate mail to Joel, which is broomhandle_ninja@hotmail.co.uk. If you have any questions, it's utruths, utruths, at googlemail or gmail.com. We've got a website, www.freewebs.com/unspokentruths. Yeah. And that's it. Hope you guys take care. Hope you guys join the forum, have a laugh, meet some good people on there, talk about it, just have a laugh, you know? It's what it's for, it's just entertainment, really, along with the podcast episodes, whatever we release. Just a laugh. I'll talk about that next podcast. I have a feeling there was something I was meant to talk about last podcast, and I never did. I'll talk about it in more detail, but I can't remember what it was. Well, take care, everyone. Hope you're all pud and all gay. Okay? No, I do not hope you're all gay. I hope you're all okay. Okay. Hope everything's all good. Love you lots. Joel loves you lots. Unspoken Truth loves you lots. Yeah. Ta-ra, guys. Goodbye.